When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Welcome back from the 420 break. We welcome back a fine guest soon. Easy for me to say, Kirk Bangstad. He is the owner of the Minocqua Brewing Company and the head of the Minocqua Brewing Company Super Pack. You know, my only regret in bringing Kirk on is they're not rolling out Devil Radio 10th anniversary beer this week. Apparently, he's got a better choice, and we'll tell you all about it when he gets here. The new hard seltzer choice, you know, in a woman's choice.
All right.
So anyways, they went a different direction.
I'm a fan.
I'll punish him for it.
It's all right. He's just going to have to get me a whole bunch of other beers just to make sure it's made up, because I feel slighted now that I didn't know it until about this moment that we were going to have the 10th anniversary beer, but now that I know that it was offered and not there, now I want it, and now I feel like I'm owed something.
It was considered.
Oh, happy birthday, Kirk.
But somehow didn't achieve the bar of viability in some way, shape, or form.
Exactly. It's fine.
Damn it. Hey, man, let me throw one more political headline, then perhaps some callers at 844-967-2789. State of Wisconsin, just talked about Tony Evers. He's had a difficult governance here as the governor of the state of Wisconsin. They hamstrung his ass right from before he won the election. Then they hamstrung him during the lame duck. The former gubernator, Scott Walker, and we might play some Scotty Wanker sound in this segment as well if we leave time. But couple of Republicans running for governor in the state of Wisconsin, including the former LT under Wanker, Rebecca Clayfish. If either of the Republicans, at least according to their own advocacy, if they win, Milwaukee Public Schools could be busted up. Oh. 75,000 kids, so just get a voucher. And if you happen to be 20% of, you know, Milwaukee Public School children that have a federal IEP, well, good luck finding a voucher school that's going to properly accommodate you, because they don't have to do the federal mandate stuff.
I'm sure they have in place, you know, mitigation efforts for anybody who, let's say, their kids rely on school for, I don't know, breakfast and lunch and maybe food and things like that. Or, you know, I'm sure that that will be taken care of as well.
Well, briefly, here's the headline at the Journal Sentinel. In a span of days, the future existence of Milwaukee Public Schools becomes entwined in the Wisconsin governor's race. Molly Beck reporting, two Republicans running for governor said this week they would sign legislation that dissolves the state's largest school district, while the Democratic incumbent, who spent a career in education, that means Tony Evers, said the idea would throw Milwaukee's children into chaos. Governor Tony Evers, the former state superintendent and public schools educator, signaled Tuesday he would not support a package of bills being proposed by Republicans that would break up MPS within 2 years and replace it with, let's say, smaller school districts. Meanwhile, both of Evers' top Republican opponents said they would sign those proposals into law. So they're going to break up the schools. What could possibly go wrong? And I'm sure they only do it with the best of intentions.
I'm sure that's going to get a whole bunch of teachers on board with them, too.
The future of Milwaukee school district suddenly depends on the outcome of this year's governor's race, with the Republican field's top two candidates endorsing an idea that has failed in the past, but has new support sprung from scrutiny born during the coronavirus pandemic over how schools are run. And let's not forget, here's a quote from Rebecca Clayfish. She's one of those Republicans. Our kids deserve the best education we can possibly afford right now, and not all of Wisconsin's children are getting it. Among children suffering the most are kids stuck in failing schools in Milwaukee. Of course, it's always, you know, where someone else's kids go. Nicholson, a Delafield consultant, U.S. Marine veteran, and apparently primary candidate, went further and said he would sign the package of bills expected to be released this week that would also expand private vouchers to all students, regardless of household income. You know, so we, the taxpayers, will support all people.
It's an end around.
It's completely contradictory to their attitudes on everything from needing PPP to needing any sort of pandemic aid, right? Well, if you've got enough means, you shouldn't get the money. If you don't need the money, you shouldn't get the money. Unless, you know, you want your kids to go to a church school at taxpayer expense. As Governor Kevin would sign this package of school reform bills, he's a supporter of universal school choice and is glad to see this step forward. I got a button. I should have used the cough button, Fancy. You just put a button in for me. Wisconsin, you got your own button over there?
Yeah, you're making me use it now.
Cough, 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 cough. I can hear him. I can see him.
You just made me use it now. Very good. Very good.
One more quote from Nicholson, and then the phones. Wisconsin parents deserve to know what's being taught in their schools, and they should be able to go to a school that best meets the needs of their family. You know, of course, they mean a private school at your taxpayer expense, regardless of your household income. At some point, they're going to have to litigate this through the courts. I'm not even sure that it is legal to use taxpayer funds to fund, what, church schools? That's what's going on now. When are they going to run that one up the First Amendment flagpole?
Oh, the First Amendment only applies when they want it to.
Tell you what, let's take Jeannie real quick. Listen in Eau Claire. Jeannie, I've only got a minute, but I didn't want to miss your call. There are a few more, but yours gets taken.
Oh, thank you. I worked in the school system for years. So, you know, we don't need a bunch of idiots taking over the education of people. In addition to that, a lot of those schools were ripping off the taxpayers and they closed down. The kids need good guidance. We got an excellent public school system if it's done right. And gal darn it, Tony Evers knows all about it. This is nuts. So thank you very much, and you guys have a good day, and thanks for your program. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the big program, Jeannie. Got a fine guest coming next. He is Kirk Bangstead. He is the proprietor of the Minocqua Brewing Company and the proprietor of the Minocqua Brewing Company Super Pack. But here is Tony Evers' quote on this topic. We've made great strides. I feel very confident in the system that exists. And so finding a way to essentially blow it up doesn't seem to make sense to me. Well, you know, you're being an adult, Tony. That's why you're attacked. Come back, Kirk Bangstead. More Devil's Advocates.
I went to an Ivy League school. I'm very highly educated.
Talk it out, man.